So, our first reader tonight is that illustrious author of a recent book. And after his reading, I will have him do an impromptu talk on the Temecula Dime stories. So now he knows who he is. John Clinton Gray, reading Red End.
For 27 chapters, the diabolical bad guy stayed in the shadows, hid among innocence, eluded discovery. Now our heroine had him in her sights. The future of the free world hung on her trigger finger. Spy thrillers are only occasional condiments in my reading diet. A friend had given me the novel, however, and I'd promised to read it. I kept it beside my chair to pick up, I admit, only when there was nothing else. It's hard to follow plot twists down dark alleys when you read but a couple of chapters a week, but I persevered, to be rewarded at last with a final segment so well written, so compelling, the author now had me completely. He relentlessly accelerated his story. The villain had made just one slight misstep. Smith and Wesson in hand, controlling her breathing, our protagonist waited in deep snow for the right moment. Her finger rested on the trigger. Calm, ready. It was already too late the instant I let go. The wine goblet angled beyond recovery over the edge of the travertine tile coaster. I'd been enveloped in the thriller's climax, occasionally reaching with my left hand for the Austrian stem to lift and sip a robust Pinot Noir. Each time I replaced the glass without lifting my eyes from the page. Tension grew. The heroine drew her antagonist where she wanted him. This time, the goblet's base landed partly on the travertine and more than half on air. Gravity needed no further excuse. What should have been an upright still life listed slowly over the edge. Oh, no, screamed in my mind even before the wine spilled. I swiped at the tipping glass to catch it, hoping to save it from the inevitable. The edge of my hand struck the bowl of the goblet just as the first wine flew over its rim. The blow served only to propel the glass and its richly staining contents arching toward the drapery behind the cream brocade love seat next to my chair. I watched, mortified, as the wine and the goblet flew apart from each other. Each nanosecond was agony. I knew what was destined to happen. I watched the glass explode into crystal shards. The dark Pinot strewn en route lay like a blood-red Jackson Pollock across the absorbing cushions. Like every accident, it was already over. I felt embarrassed, anxious, remorseful, angry, resigned. A joint result of the wine and glass event and the spy thriller's climax. I couldn't undo the spill. My eyes were pulled back to the final page. She squeezed the trigger, and blood splattered crimson across a snowbank. I put the book down. Suspended where imagination and reality merge, I viewed the same pattern in Pinot.